playing the best songs on the planet.
Costa Calida International Radio, the best radio station on the Med.
Hello, I'm Martin, and this is my show. Each week, we take a deep dive into one artist, one story, 1 hour. We crack open the tracks, peel back the history, what was happening in the studio, on the streets, in the headlines. It's not just music, it's a movement. Each episode becomes a music brick, a solid piece of sound and story, stacked into a music wall of riffs, revolutions, record sleeves, and raw truth. This is more than nostalgia, it's a blueprint, and this is Music Brick. Tonight, we're diving headfirst into controlled chaos, sharp rhythms, and razor wire tension of the Stranglers. Four men who didn't play by anyone's rules. A band that started in squats and sweaty pubs and ended up soundtracking everything from riots to romance. They were older than most of the punk crowd, sharper, more literate, and much more dangerous. The late 70s in Britain were wired with tension, power cut strikes, and bin bags piling up in the streets. And out of that came this sound, heavy bass, jagged keys, and lyrics that sneered at everyone and everything. From peaches on a sticky summer's day to golden brown, floating through hotel radios years later. The Stranglers never softened, they just got smarter. Tonight we'll trace that whole journey, from barbed beginnings to something strangely beautiful. So let's start where all the trouble began, down by the beach, 1977.
You're tuned in to Music Break, built from the bones of the backbeat. Raw, real, relentless.
Peaches is the perfect opening salvo. Cheeky, bold and unafraid. It arrived as London was buzzing with strikes and unrest. The single sleeve said it all. Four men in black, half grinning like they knew something the rest of Britain didn't. Inside was a track that swaggered across the decade's polite pop landscape and kicked it square in the ribs. While disco ballads ruled the top 40, this one stalked through transistor radios and bedroom speakers like a back alley whisper. Hugh Cornwell's deadpan delivery turned everyday street life into something cinematic, half observation, half provocation. He wasn't singing about love or heartbreak, he was talking about attitude, territory, and the truth of London pavements. The Stranglers weren't chasing trends, they were documenting the mess around them, turning noise and tension into something you could move to. Peaches wasn't polite, but it was real, and that's exactly why it mattered.
Strolling along, minding my own business. Well, there goes a girl and a half. She's got me going up and down. She's got me going up and down. Girl, that you got some suntan lotion in that bottle of yours. Spread it all over my peeling skin, baby. That feels real good. All the skirt, lapping up the sun. Lap me up. Why don't you come on and lap me up? Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Just lying down on the sand dunes. I better go take a swim and see if I can cool down a little bit. Cause you and me, woman, we got a lot of things on our minds. You know what I mean? Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Well, you just take a look over there. Here the whole summer. Well, what a bummer. I can think of a lot worse places to be. Like down in the street, or down in the sewer, or even on the end of a skewer.
This next track, you can almost feel the tension of 1977 London. Get a Grip on Yourself came out when the streets were restless. Strikes in factories, bins piling up in every borough, and punk tearing through youth clubs with sharp-edged curiosity. The single cover shows the band staring straight into the camera, stripped of glamour, caught in a moment that feels both claustrophobic and defiant. That's what the Stranglers were about. Observing the world with a detached smirk and making it feel urgent. Around this time, Star Wars hadn't yet hit Britain, but the cinema was already reflecting rebellion, with films like Jubilee and The Studs capturing disaffection and chaos. The charts were dominated by Donna Summer and Leo Sayer, all polished escapism, and here comes the Stranglers, holding a mirror to society. But that's what music is about, confrontation, observation, and a little bit of danger.
Stretch inside. The air in here is pretty thick. I think I'll go outside. Committed for insanity and crimes against the soul. The worst crime that I ever did was play some rock and roll. But the man is no good. Just get a grip on yourself. But the man is no good. Just get a grip on yourself. And you should know. We'll be right back.
the corner of my eyes, and hope the world will last. Stranger from another planet, welcome to our hole. Just strap on your guitar and we'll play some rock and roll. But the money's no good, just get a grip on yourself. But the money's no good, just get a grip on yourself. And you should know.
The next track is cheeky and bitter at the same time. No More Heroes captured a sense of disillusionment with authority. It was sharp, grounded, almost street-level reporting. Into this world stepped the Stranglers, older and sharper than most of their peers, observing the chaos with a notebook and a smirk. I can remember flipping through the vinyl racks at Alibaba Records on Walton Vale, my little centre of the universe at the time, and spotting the black and white sleeve and feeling an immediate connection. I played this in my bedroom until the needle wore out. The song climbed into the top 10, where the charts were offering a strange mix. Baccarat with Yes Sir I Can Boogie, Donna Summer's I Feel Love, and the Bee Gees with Staying Alive. Then here comes the Stranglers, older than most of the punk crowd, dropping something tougher, drier and far less polite. A crosstown TV screen showed the first glimpses of the disco fever to come, with Saturday Night Fever trailers. Yet here was something stripped down, smart and grounded in the city streets. Not because it was easy, but because it captured the truth people were living.
Whatever happened to dear old Lenny?
By 1977, the streets were tense. The country felt frayed at the edges. Something Better Change sounded like a scream of frustration, a song born out of impatience and observation. The NME plastered across the front covers, while disco was still climbing the UK charts. And again, Baccarat was holding on strong. Along with this was Elvis Costello, starting to make waves with Watching the Detectives. Blockbusters like Saturday Night Fever were filling cinemas, but this was sharper, rawer, more urgent than any dance floor hit. Cornwell spat the lines, "Nothing to gain," and fans felt like it was a personal message. The band calling out the chaos and the hypocrisy around them. On top of the pops, it landed like a grenade, all black and white suits, all tension. In a chart stuffed with hot chocolate and ABBA, Something Better Change was a jolt. Short, sharp and impossible to ignore. It's the moment the Stranglers stripped it all down. Frustration, observation and bite on record. Next, here's Chaos distilled into pure attitude. Nice and sleazy, lands in 1978 like a street ball wrapped in neon. Amsterdam's red light culture and London's nightlife had seeped into the collective imagination, and the Stranglers captured the mischief, voyeurism and the menace of that world. The single cover shows the band mid-stride, playful and provocative, hinting at the trouble they'd love to court. Touring was a theatre of absurdity, late night trains, audience fights and venue closures. Around them, cinema was showing the glamour and grit of youth with films like Quadrophenia and The Studs, capturing the rebellion with a smirk. The top five charts were still dominated by disco and ballads, and this record felt like a punch in the face. Clever, dangerous and unforgettable. Only the Stranglers could walk that line. Funny, alarming and completely their own. That's music at its most fearless.
We came across the wet sea. We didn't have much idea of the kind of climate waiting. Our hands for guidance, like the children of a preacher, like a dry tree seeking water, or a daughter, nice and sleazy, nice and sleazy does it. Does it every time? Nice and sleazy, nice and sleazy. Does it every time? Nice and sleazy. Nice and sleazy. Does it every time? Nice and sleazy. Does it every time? Nice and sleazy. Does it? From outside, had no halo, had no father, with a coat of many colors. He spoke of brothers many, wine and women, song of plenty. He began to write a chapter in his story. Nice and sleazy, nice and sleazy does it. Nice and sleazy does it. Nice and sleazy does it. Does it every time.
The Stranglers' fascination with reinterpretation took a sharp turn here, with Walk On By. Originally a Bacharach David classic, became a Stranglers' statement. Dark, aggressive, stripped of innocence. Hugh Cornwell's snarling vocals cut through the orchestral pop of the 1960s, while the band's rhythm section twisted into a menacing groove. At the time, synth pop was beginning to creep onto radio, with acts like Gary Numan emerging, while New Wave was reshaping the soundscape. The Stranglers bridged punk aggression with melodic sophistication, and this cover highlighted their ability to own the unexpected. Jean-Jacques Burnel once commented, "It wasn't about homage, it was about claiming the song for ourselves, taking the sweetness and giving it edge." On TV and radio, listeners were shocked. A familiar melody turned noir, all menace and cool detachment. The chart performance reflected the tension, respectable but controversial. A band unafraid to challenge listeners. Walk On By was proof that the Stranglers could make the old new and make it dangerous.
Streets and I start to cry each time we meet. Walk on by, I'll walk on by and make believe that I can see the tears that let me breathe. I'm private, 'cause each time I see you I just wanna cry. I'll walk on by.
Just before we dive into a recap on what we've listened to up to now, my thoughts on the Stranglers are very clear. From that era, they were my number one, my absolute go-to. I had every single. Singles were my thing rather than the albums. And now a quick recap. We kicked off with Peaches, cheeky and bold, turning everyday street life into something cinematic. Then Get a Grip on Yourself. Capture the tension of restless 1977, raw and urgent. No More Heroes followed, sharp and bitter, a street-level report with attitude. Something Better Change, scream frustration and patience, while Hanging Around felt like a short film of City Nights. Observing the World Without Compromise. Nice and Sleazy landed like chaos wrapped in neon, playful and provocative, and finally Walk On By, a classic turned dark and menacing, showing the Stranglers' fearless reinterpretation.
You're tuned in to Music Break, built from the bones of the backbeat. Raw, real, relentless.
So for the beginning of round two, we're going royal. Duchess carries wit, but also that faint thread of menace that the Stranglers never lost. By 1979, the punk explosion was cooling, and television was full of new working class dramas. Minder, The Professionals, all about ambition and survival in a restless Britain. The Stranglers weren't kids anymore. They looked at it from a sharper angle. Older, funnier, slightly cynical. On radio, the songs slipped between chart pop and novelty hits, sounding clever without trying too hard. It's punk that's grown up, still snarling, but with its tongue firmly in its cheek. You could hear it blaring from transistor radios in corners of pubs or coming out of car windows on grey afternoons. A band looking at the absurd theatre of life and giving it a wink. And now we're going full on colour. Golden Brown. Felt like it came from another city entirely. Released in 1981 when synths ruled and pop went glossy, the Stranglers dropped something hypnotic. A song that seemed to breathe on its own. It blurred the line between longing and danger, that mix of escape and entrapment you could sense in the early 80s. Cornwell said it was about duality, and you can hear that, a street like glowing, meeting cafe and smoke. Late night Soho mixed with European elegance. It climbed quietly up the charts, cutting through the flash of Duran Duran and Soft Cell. It wasn't punk anymore, it was something older, wiser, cinematic. You could almost imagine someone sitting alone in a bar, tracing the rhythm on a glass, thinking of where it all went wrong.
Texture like sun lays me down. With my mind she runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast. Two distant lands, takes both my hands. Never a frown with golden brown. Golden brown, fine temptress. Through the ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day. Never a frown with golden brown.
By 1982, the Stranglers were looking back with a mix of affection and defiance. Strange Little Girl sounds like memory filtered through neon, soft around the edges but full of unease underneath. It's a story about outsiders, dreamers, and the ones the city never quite understands. Britain was tense that year, news of riots, unemployment, and the new laws flickering across the TV screens. Yet this song moved at its own pace, detached but observant. There's a tenderness to it, but also that signature Stranglers detachment, like they're narrating life from the sidelines. It's the sound of a band that's been through the noise and learned to tell stories quietly and better. It climbed into the UK top 10 that summer, sitting alongside Soft Cell's Torch, Dexy's Come On Eileen, and Irene Cara's Fame. Chart pop was full of brightness, but this track stood there like a black and white film in a wall of neon.
One day see a strange little girl look at you. One day see a strange little girl feeling blue. She'd run to the town one day, leaving home and her country fair. didn't take long before she knew she'd had enough. Walking home in her wrapped up world, she survived, but she's feeling old, 'cause she found all things cold. Strange little girl, where are you going? Strange little girl, where are you going? Do you know where you could be going?
By now the sharp edges had smoothed but not softened. European Female came out in 1982, a moment when England was shedding punk grit for something sleeker. Bars became wine bars, clubs turned neon. The Stranglers didn't resist the change, they observed it. This track is all poise and suggestion, full of city rhythm and sly intelligence. It sounds like someone walking through the night unbothered and untouchable. Cornwell once said it was about elegance and movement. People who know how to navigate life without being seen. That's what makes it work. It isn't just a love song, it's about the art of composure. The European way of surviving the chaos with style. This was the first song under Epic Records and charted at number 9. Europe feels like it's subtly shifting. Greenland votes to exit the EC. Debates in Britain swirl about what 10 years in Europe have really meant. And England is grappling with the high unemployment and a cost of living squeeze. In the midst of that, the Stranglers released European Female. It's not just a track, it's a snapshot of Europe in motion.
I knew she was a feline. She moved with ease and grace. Her green eyes, they held mystery. Kissing the air on her face.
Next up, Skin Deep. By late 1984, Britain was changing shape again. Thatcher's second term was in full swing, the miners' strike was grinding on, and the air was thick with tension. Not rebellion exactly, more exhaustion. People were dressing sharper, living flashier, but there was always something brittle behind the smiles. Skin Deep landed right there, a gleaming pop single from the Stranglers, but with that unnerving calm they were famous for. Beneath the sheen was something uncomfortable, a song about the armour people wear, the masks they build to survive. The band were older now, slicker in sound, but the cynicism was still intact. It climbed into the UK top 20, sitting alongside hits like Wham's Freedom and Frankie Goes to Hollywood's Two Tribes. Yet Skin Deep didn't belong to that bright synthetic world. It looked at it from the shadows. On top of the pops, Jet Black sat motionless behind his kit while Hugh Cormann delivered those cool, deliberate vocals. Many people lived their lives like a glass house. The image stuck. It was the Stranglers watching the decade reinvent itself. Ambition on the surface, fear underneath.
Many people tell you that they're your friend. Believe them, you need them. Watch round the river bend. Make sure that you're receiving the signals they send. Brother, you've only got two hands to lend. Maybe there's someone who makes you weep. Some nights you loom up ahead when you're asleep. Some days there's things on your mind you should keep. Sometimes it's tougher to look than to leave. You better watch out for the Skin Deep. Better watch out for the Skin Deep. Watch out for the Skin Deep. Better watch out for the Skin Deep. One day the track that you're climbing gets steep. Your emotions are frayed and your nerves are starting to creep. Just remember the days, as long as the time that you keep. Brother, you better watch out for the Skin Deep. Better watch out for the Skin Deep. Better watch out for the Skin Deep.
By 1986, Britain had gone glossy. The economy was climbing, the headlines were full of yuppies, and optimism had a price tag. Always the sun arrived like a sigh of clarity. The Stranglers stepping into the light but not buying into the dream. This wasn't escapism, it was observation. Thatcher's Britain was exporting cool. Duran Duran, Pet Shop Boys, slick videos, mirrored sunglasses. While many still counting the cost of the previous decade, the Stranglers looked beyond it all. Their gaze had shifted to Europe, where the new skylines and glass towers were rising fast. Released on Dreamtime, the single reached the UK top 30 and picked up heavy radio play across mainland Europe. It's the Stranglers grown up but still slightly out of step, exactly where they belong.
How many times have you woken up and prayed for the rain? How many times have you seen the papers apportion the blame? Everybody should get the same. How many times have you been told, if you don't ask, you don't get? How many lies have taken your money, your mother said you shouldn't bet? Who has the fun? Is it always a man with a gun? Someone must have told him if you work too hard, you can sweat. There's always the sun. There's always the sun.
And that's it. We finally reached the end of this Music Brick show as we move to the final track. It's 1979, and this is my absolute favourite song by the Stranglers. 5 minutes hits like a fuse burning down, fast, angry, and completely alive. It reminds me of a time in my life when clothes and fashion started becoming more important than just having a laugh. We'd just come out of the punk era when we were all wearing anything we could buy. No famous brands, just clothes that fitted. I had a personal favourite and loved my mohair jumper, knitted by my mum, who was devastated when I pulled the arms so long they were over my hands and dragged the V down to my belly hole, worn with my drainpipe jeans taken in by my mum and my prized possession a pair of winkle pickers that my dad had told me where to buy them from, an old Beatles shop in Liverpool on Rotten Row. They only had size 7 and I was a size 8, but they were mine as soon as I laid eyes on them. They were special. They could have been a size 5 and I would have amputated my toes to get them on. They were highly polished black ankle boots a small heel, and stitching that ran right down the centre of the boot, finishing at the point you could literally pick your nose with. It was a time when our parents had that life-changing choice to make, VHS or Betamax. We plumbed for a VHS, and the first film I ever watched, along with the whole street all in our house, was The Warriors, and we thought we were hard. The punk sound was starting to be softened by the new wave era, and for no reason I can think of, we started buying clothes with brand names. Adidas Samba, Lois Jeans, shoes that were really just slippers with a sole called Polyvelts. Anyone remember Pod shoes? They were the dogs, and had Pod written on the heel in its own little panel. They became the absolute fashion statement, and heralded the return to the mod era. Two-tone shirts, Farah pants. I'm going to stop there, or this will become the longest music brick show in history. But trust me on this, in the very near future, Prada will bring out a mohair jumper that will cost £600. But I'll tell you now, my mum could knit one for £25. There's the journey, from snarling punk outsiders to urban observers of life. The Stranglers never begged for acceptance. They watched, commented, and carried on. Their songs are portraits of cities, of tension, of people trying to make sense of their surroundings. From Peaches to Always the Sun, every track feels like a film scene. Streetlights, rain, faces half lit, stories half told. They captured Britain in motion, messy, clever, alive, and turning into something timeless. That's not just music, that's observation with rhythm.
You're tuned in to Music Break. Built from the bones of the backbeat. Raw, real, relentless.
Next time on Music Break, we roll into the noise and dust of Status Quo, A band forging the heat of small town ballrooms and endless motorway miles, where the amps buzzed, the floorboards shook, and the denim never came off. They were the sound of the British weekend. Lorry drivers, factory lads, pub jukeboxes. Quo belonged to everyone who lived loud and worked hard. Critics sneered, but the crowds never stopped coming. So next time on Music Brick, I give you grit, groove and graft, the status quo way. This Music Brick show isn't just about music. It's about you and the songs that have stayed with you through your life. The tunes that shaped who you are. So please go and take a look at our Facebook page. Just search at Music Brick. Every song ever recorded means something to someone, and that includes you. We'd love to hear about your favourite songs and the memories connected to them. Our Facebook page, at Music Brick, is where we share these moments and the songs that made them unforgettable. This is your invitation to come and join us, share your story and be part of a growing community. Just search at Music Brick on Facebook. It's a place for everyone, and we'd love you to be part of it. And there you have it. Another Music Brick, another album, another journey. Keep your ears open and your spirits high. Keep listening, keep exploring, and above all, keep the faith. Night-night, Mum.
Playing the best songs on the planet.
Costa Calida International Radio. The best radio station on the Med.